February 6. God's law is the law of love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. Mark 12:30-31, New International Version. Love, the basis of creation and of redemption, is a basis of true education. This is made plain in the law that God has given as a guide of life. To love Him, the infinite, the omniscient One, with the whole strength and mind and heart, means the highest development of every power. It means that in the whole being, the body, the mind, as well as the soul, the image of God is to be restored. Like the first is the second commandment, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The law of love calls for the devotion of body, mind, and soul to the service of God and our fellow men. And this service, while making us a blessing to others, brings the greatest blessing to ourselves. Unselfishness underlies all true development. Lucifer in heaven desired to be first in power and authority. He wanted to be God, to have the rulership of heaven. And to this end, he won many of the angels to his side. When with his rebel host he was cast out from the courts of God, the work of rebellion and self-seeking was continued on earth. Through the temptation to self-indulgence and ambition, Satan accomplished the fall of our first parents, and from that time to the present, the gratification of human ambition and the indulgence of selfish hopes and desires have proved the ruin of mankind. Under God, Adam was to stand at the head of the earthly family to maintain the principles of the heavenly family. This would have brought peace and happiness. But the law that none liveth to himself, Satan was determined to oppose. He desired to live for self. He sought to make himself a center of influence. It was this that had incited rebellion in heaven, and it was man's acceptance of this principle that brought sin on earth. When Adam sinned, man broke away from the heaven-ordained center. A demon became the central power in the world. Where God's throne should have been, Satan placed his throne. The world laid its homage as a willing offering at the feet of the enemy. The transgression of God's law brought woe and death in its train. Through disobedience, man's powers were perverted and selfishness took the place of love. His nature became so weakened that it was impossible for him to resist the power of evil. Men had chosen a ruler who chained them to his car as captives. Christ came to the world to show them that he had planted for them the tree of life, the leaves of which are for the healing of the nations. Review and Herald, January 16, 1913.